In 2016, a crack team of podcasters was sent to Twitter jail for hot takes they didn't say. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Orlando Underground. Today, still wanted by Orlando City fans, they survive as podcasters of fortune. If you have hot takes, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the fourth official.
Welcome into another edition of the Fourth Official Podcast. We are, this is a bit of an interesting setup that we have today. It's not our usual studio, but we did take a week off and almost two, and we figured we should probably record something. So, we're in the studio, the Studio C, if you consider our normal studio, Studio B, and all that nonsense.
Studio D is a literal, cardboard box outside of Rollins College.
Yeah, we haven't gotten quite there just yet, but let's hope we don't actually end up there. Anyways, my name's Austin David. That was the voice of Brad Newton.
Hello.
And Kyle Foley is also here.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
So, with that, we're going to keep this pretty short since we are basically in a closet.
Not basically. We are very literally in a closet.
I would just like to point out Austin, Kyle, and myself are all in the closet right now.
We will be coming out of the closet as soon as we're done recording the episode.
With each other.
At the same time, we will simultaneously come out of the closet.
And yes, so that welcome in, everyone, to fun times here with the Fourth Official. We're going to, like I said, we're going to keep this short. We're just going to talk some Orlando City stuff. And we got a fun interview with Kevin Alston as well. Pretty excited for that.
Honestly, just fast forward to the last like 2 minutes and hear that, because everything else is just going to be us really wanting to get out of this closet.
I'm sorry for the disappointment this has caused everyone. I wish to live up to the high standards set by my club, Canada, and my family.
Thank you, Brad Laren, for that one.
It works because he's Canadian, too.
God, I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like my one character like trait, and it just gets glossed over every time.
Basically. So, let's talk about Orlando City, because that's the biggest thing on everybody's mind right now.
There's a big draw that they got from Seattle the other night, right? That's the only thing that happened in the last week. Nothing else?
No, we should probably talk about everything else that happened.
Yeah, okay, the U.S. Open Cup loss against Miami.
Yeah, right? Well, let's start with that, I guess. That was disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was not even the most disappointing thing of the night, though.
Wait, what else happened?
That was, no, Kyle Aaron's thing was in the morning.
You're right. Technically, it was on a different day.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
So, in case you missed it, Orlando City forward Kyle Laren was pulled over for driving on the wrong side of the road on Orange Avenue.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not like from here or anything. So
right, he's from the foreign land of Canada, where yeah. They also drive on the right side of the road.
Oh, right, we do.
Yeah, and it's also...
Didn't you guys used to do that like 100 years ago?
No, we've never done
in
that.
In Canada, right. It is illegal to drive while under the influence of alcohol, as it is in America, something he did not follow. So he was arrested for... And DUI.
He also talked about how he wanted to call the cops that worked for the club.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tally Hall did work for the club at one point.
I will have to say, like, I don't want to bag on him too much, because what he did was stupid. Just, that's it. It's stupid. His reaction wasn't anything different than I expected. It's the same response I would expect from any 21, 22-year-old kid.
And he's very soft spoken as it is, too.
Right. That's like if I got pulled over for DUI and if I was someone relatively even remotely famous, that's totally something I would try to get out of it.
That's how you know he's also Canadian, because even though like he failed like every sort of sobriety test while he's talking, he is extremely lucid and you can comprehend everything he's saying. So like that's just a one thing with Canadians, is that unless you're physically watching us move around, you have no idea if we're drunk or not.
It was unfortunate. It still is unfortunate. He was admitted to the substance alcohol or substance abuse policy that MLS has in place, which means that he is suspended for at least the next 3 games, potentially more.
He can't participate in any team activity until he completes the assessment conducted by the league's substance abuse and behavioral health program doctors.
Right. So until they deem him competent, he can't do anything, basically. Or, like, reformed,
that
basically.
That, to me, seems really, really dumb.
Why?
I think it should just be a blanket, so many game suspension for your first time. If it happens a second time, it's an even larger suspension.
So, wait, the MLS is going to become the NFL now?
Yeah, because, look, we're going to put you through a program and see if you're, like, come on. Anyone can lie their way through that. You think those doctors want to keep players out of things? You think players want to stay in there? A player can easily just start saying, and I believe that they, like, when you, people don't sit there and be like, oh, yeah, driving drunk is bad, I'm never going to do it again, and then go turn around and just do it all over again. Like, when you get arrested,
that's like a wake-up
call.
That
is how you learn your lesson. Going to talk to MLS doctors is not going to help you learn anything new. It just seems like a waste of time. It seems like it's a waste of resources. It's not actually going to help. I don't think it's going to hurt, but it's not going to help. Just give a blanket suspension so we know, you know, your first DUI, it's a 3-game suspension. And you can even make it 3 weeks, no team activities if you want. You can't be around the team for 3 weeks. For a professional athlete, that's going to be a pretty big wake-up call other than actually, you know, being put in jail.
True. Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. It's, I think the whole fact that it was so public, the video was released. Like, that's a lot for someone like him to go through, considering he's never really had to deal with anything like that. He's soft-spoken, he's quiet, reserved. Like, it's something that it should be a wake-up call for him, and hopefully will be, and hopefully he learns his lesson from it, because there's still a lot of potential for him.
I mean, he's a 22-year-old athlete who, you know, is somewhat well compensated by the club, and, you know, the he's basically, I'd say, the second biggest name in the city as far as sports go,
besides Kaká.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of people who are more likely to go out and, you know, take advantage of things that may be afforded to him while he's out in the city, he's probably the most likely person to do that. I mean, who among us wouldn't, you know, do that to but have that, the
that's what I was kind of saying earlier. That's it's what happened to him is something that would happen to any of us in his shoes. Doesn't make it right, but it makes it understandable. It's not that this, like, oh, he's this horrible human being, screw him. It's like, I get it. Like, it's dumb. Learn from it. Don't do it again. But I get it.
And it could have been a lot worse. I mean, there was the cop stopped him as he was driving into a car. Like, an oncoming car, because he was on the wrong side of the road.
My response would be much different if someone got hurt. My response is I would just be more angry. It's still wrong. It's unequivocally wrong. There's no excuse for it. Thank God nobody got hurt.
Right. Yeah, no, it's absolutely right. It's not something that's excusable, the action of it in any way, but the methodology behind why it happened is probably more understandable when you look at the mindset that went behind it. Like, he made a mistake, you know, he did something he should know better than to do, and, you know, that's just something to learn from, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we, you know, we'll see what happens when he comes back with the club, but I think we should just leave it at that at this point. Yeah? Agreed, everybody?
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk the Miami game really quick. That was bad.
Yep, that was hashtag actually bad.
Yes, hashtag actually bad. It was disappointing. The emotion in the press conference was like, people were saying how it looked, you know, it seemed like the players didn't care. We were always going to lose in the first place because we didn't field a good roster, et cetera, et cetera. But you look at the players' faces in the press conference. I was sitting there with Giles Barnes, and, like, he was on the verge of tears because it mattered so much to him. And it was just, it was kind of wild to see, because, like, they really did care. They really care that they lost this game in such a horrific fashion. Jason Christ said, it's my fault. I should have gotten the players more prepared. Giles Barnes said, it's our fault. Jason Christ entrusted us with the team and we didn't do him justice. So I think they came out in that Montreal game, which is the next game they played after that performance. And they, for the first 45 minutes, they played the best soccer that they've played all year, arguably.
Yeah, I think the, you know, I think that was the response that you needed right away after, you know, the Miami match to sort of come out the gate right there. And I mean, of all players really to score, to start, I think that really added to it as well. It was Rivas open the scoring, right?
No. It was MPG.
MPG.
First goal.
Yeah.
In Orlando.
MPG.
Only his second goal in his career in MLS.
Right. Which, I mean, for MPG, whose contract is up, you know, in a matter of days.
Literally.
You know, that might be, you know, and especially with rumors that are circulating around the club about potential player acquisitions.
Well, we'll get into him.
Right. But what I'm saying in terms of MPG is if you're might be looking for a new club soon to sort of ride something of, you know, some momentum behind it, that could go a long way in terms of, you know, who you might land up being with next.
Right. And he said after the game, like, because my contract's up in a few days, I just went out there and played and had fun. And wouldn't you know it, just going out there and having fun actually made him look better than he did recently in the last few games that he played. So, good for him. Rivas did hit the second goal. Jose Aja, can we discuss him for a moment? Because
let's not.
I believe he has found a place on the bench for a few games.
He is, I believe, what you call not playing well at defense in the soccer ball game.
I would say
he was actually decent at defense, but just mental mistakes and like giving the ball away. No, because he like, if you look at the overarching game, it's hard to look at Aja's game because of all the mistakes that he made. But besides those three mistakes, he was actually okay.
But those mistakes are what ultimately,
correct.
You know, you have a 2-1 lead, you know, going into halftime. And suddenly you make two mental errors, and now all of a sudden you have a 3-2 deficit you're facing.
In a matter of seconds.
In a matter of 60 seconds, suddenly you're now behind and dropping points in a match that you very easily should have won. So, yeah, but I mean, to say that, oh, he only made a couple of mental errors, but that's playing on the back line. You really can't afford to make those mental errors when they matter. So, you know, when you have a guy like Piatti pressing you, you don't want to just sort of lazily sort of, you know, try to dribble it into the corner and try to...
Not even just lazily dribble it into the corner, just try and like shield the ball from him because he has...
If you're going to do that, kick it out. Make him go for the corner and try something.
He was being too cute with the ball.
Yeah, you're trying to do too much on a player that's just going to take advantage of it, and he did. So that's what it boils down to.
Absolutely. So besides that, Piatti was, you know, very good for Montreal. Pretty much created all three goals that they scored, and Orlando couldn't really. They were shell shocked in the second half. Couldn't really figure things out. Took until the 93rd minute when Jonathan Spector scored his first ever Orlando goal in stoppage time, which is starting to become a trend again.
It's kind of funny because I actually spotted. At the Montreal game, I spotted a few of those "We Love Extra Time" shirts.
God,
and if like it sort of surprises me that didn't actually become a chant.
We love stoppage time.
Because it seems like something that you could very easily chant because it's simple, it's very specific. Like it seems like something that Orlando would latch onto for, you know, whatever weird reason.
It's true.
I mean, the club made a shirt. So that, I mean...
Right, and that was after the...
Real Salt Lake game.
Correct, yeah, when they scored two goals in a matter of seconds.
Right, which
happened to them against Montreal.
So,
everything comes full circle.
Yeah, this season's been like a lot of weird symmetry. That Chicago game, if you remember last year, they went up... Chicago went down a man, and Orlando couldn't beat them at home. And now at home, Chicago or Orlando goes down 2 men, and they still play a draw. And then
It was very poetic symmetry.
Yeah,
I guess that's a way to put it. So let's look at the last game now, the Seattle game. Orlando has never beaten Seattle. They have lost to Seattle by a combined score of 7-1 going into this game.
So
there was like no hope going into this. I assumed they were that Seattle was just going to go ahead and just
fun fact until the other night, who was the only other player in Orlando City history to score on Seattle?
Seb Hines.
Seb fucking Hines. Who's now on OCB.
He's technically on Orlando City, but loaned down to OCB.
Right, right. But
so he's on OCB.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's, I mean, PC is... Isn't that the other way around? PC, isn't he technically OCB?
No, Leo Pereira. Leo Pereira was loaned to OCB from his club in Brazil, then loaned from OCB to Orlando City.
Yeah.
So he's been loaned twice. Twice.
Is he still... So he's still technically a part of his club in Brazil?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, they can keep him. I'm not... I haven't really seen anything that really...
I mean, he hasn't really played much.
In the Chicago game, he played really well.
I was about to say, he hasn't played much, but when he has...
That Miami game, though.
Oh, that Miami game was awful.
But the problem with the Miami game is nobody looked good in the Miami game.
There was no chemistry, no cohesion. Yeah. And we also had Josh Saunders in goal. Enough said.
Yeah.
So let's look at the Seattle game now. Again, stoppage time.
Don't teams realize who plays for Orlando and where you should never, ever, ever commit a foul whenever you're playing Orlando?
Anywhere in the attacking third?
Yeah.
I was surprised that Kaká even played, to be honest, because it's turf and he had just played 90 minutes the game before, which was like 4 days ago.
Like, it seems like it stands to reason, though. If you know the other team has Kaká and you're going to like foul in a way that another team is going to get a free kick, especially if you're going to tug on a guy's jersey and bring him down.
How about that run by PC, though?
Yeah, I mean, he kind of sold it a little bit. Like that was
He did, but I mean, like the fact that he even got into that position in the first place, he beat five defenders.
Yeah, that was good.
And Luis Gil had a hand in it, too. Shout out to Luis Gil.
Sure. The one,
the one play he had. Yes, I know. You listen. Everybody does not like him.
Yeah. They have ample reason.
Yes. So
the one thing does not absolve you of everything else.
I know. I'm hoping it's like a Nocerino situation where he just starts playing really well all of a sudden.
Quietly, Nocerino hasn't really been that great.
He really hasn't. No.
He started off real well, and we all started talking about how good he was looking, and then we all looked stupid.
I wouldn't say it looks stupid.
Maybe not looked stupid, but we looked over-eager.
He's not 100%.
He's just been out there. He hasn't really been bad.
I think the first few games of the season when he looked well, it was a fluke.
No, I think he's been injured.
That
Remember, he missed a few games because of injury, and he's
still...
Is that
the excuse for all of last season? My point is he's gotten back to looking exactly like he did last year. Like I think he...
No. He's better than he was when he first got here.
Calm that hot take down.
He's not
better than when
he first
got here. Yes,
he's not.
But no play when they first.
He's also taken a more leadership role.
Well, I think he's not exactly playing in position either. He's not playing something. He's 100%.
He's in the midfield of the 4-4-2.
Right, but I think what he's being asked to do isn't ordinarily what he's really doing. I mean, he's still playing that defensive mid role that he's sort of used to, but I think as playing where they want him to kind of be like a distributor a little bit along the back there. I don't think that's really his.
That's not his game. No.
No.
I'd agree with that. So the Seattle game, Orlando, you know, they play okay, not great, not terrible.
Bendick looked good again.
Bendick looked great. There were some games. I mean, the Montreal game, he didn't look all that great, all things considered, and came back, did better, and you know, made some huge saves in the Seattle game.
Yeah, the fact that, you know, Seattle only was able to put one away is, you know, kind of the big story of that match.
Right, and he had like a double save. I think it was on Morris and Dempsey.
By the way, Clint Dempsey is not
looking great.
No, he's not. He's not 2010 World Cup Clint Dempsey anymore. That's no, very
that's 7 years ago.
Right, but that's also been very evident that he's gotten old.
He also had that whole heart condition.
Yeah, I mean, that tends to do things to you.
Yes. Makes you not as good of a player as you once were.
The ticker not operating the way it's intended to.
Yeah, Seattle currently looks like Seattle from last year at this time.
Also, if you get Jordan Morris on the wrong foot, he's not good. No. He's actually bad. His opposite foot is not good.
I mean, that can be said about, like, Carlos Rios, too.
Well, to be fair.
And he's a designated player.
Yeah. Jordan Morris is a homegrown player, isn't he?
Yeah, so. But that's even better for Seattle. All things considered, because he's, like, not getting paid much, and he's not counting towards, like, anything because he's a homegrown.
Right. But on the same hand, Carlos Rivas, like,
he's getting paid DP money, though.
We know what his weaknesses are. Like, don't ever let him take free kicks. And don't.
He has scored one.
One. One. We also have. He's also put, like, how many balls in orbit? Like, how many satellites orbiting the Earth right now are
SpaceX actually had to delay 4 launches because of balls that Carlos Rivas has launched into the atmosphere. It's a fact.
Like, him. I honestly think that him and. What's his name?
Who?
Tesla, SpaceX,
Elon Musk
are actually going to come to blows over that.
Carlos Rivas might make it to Mars first. It'll be a soccer ball.
It'll be a soccer ball. He's gonna send probes to Mars.
You know,
M-A-R-S, Mars, bitches.
There was, I think, at halftime of every game, they show a video clip of players hitting balls as hard as they can. I think Carlos Rivas actually isn't first.
If you like made I want to know.
I think Joe Bendick was first for a while.
That's weird.
Next time, Orlando City goes to San Jose, I want to make a short trip over to San Francisco. Go to what's the name of the Giants Stadium? AT&T Park.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go to AT&T Park. That might not actually be accurate.
It sounds accurate.
I want them to go there, and then I want to see if Carlos Rivas can kick a ball into McCovey Cove.
From the home plate.
From home plate.
I doubt it, honestly.
I think it's possible. I think Carlos Rivas could kick a soccer ball further than Aaron Judge can hit a baseball.
I just want to come in with the fact check really quick to confirm that you are correct. AT&T Park is
where I pulled that out of my ass. I know absolutely nothing about the Giants. Other than,
you've probably heard the name, and it was like in the back of your mind.
Other than Buster Posey plays for him.
There you go.
And I think,
So, quick news here. Kyle Aaron left off Canada's 23-man Gold Cup roster.
Sure.
But they won't rule out a potential return for the knockout stages.
Can you do that? Can you leave a player off your roster only to add them later?
If he's on the 40-man...
He's on the 40-man roster. And he could be like an alternate.
Yeah, they'll list him as an alternate. Why? I mean,
he could be the Kalen Kyle of the men's team.
Yeah, but they'll actually use him.
I was about to say, if he's eligible, he's playing.
Right. Of course.
I mean, he's got to be their best forward, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's there easily. Well, what's his name? Toussaint Ricketts from Toronto FC. He's been pretty good.
Yeah, but I would take Laren over him.
Yeah, I mean, Laren's their guy. Laren's their forward.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They do have an option, though.
It'd be like if Josie Altidor, if it was for the U.S., Josie Altidor was in that position, we would put him back in the team. I know people can argue we have better competition against him, but he's still the number one guy for now.
Right.
For, like, the next year or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that's basically all the Orlando City stuff. Orlando Pride currently doing really well. They just beat Houston Dash 4-2. Should have been like better.
Actually,
than
good.
Yeah, Marta scored 2. Camilla scored.
Holy shit! That Camilla goal.
Holy shit! That Camilla goal. Top corner from 35 yards out. Absolutely incredible. And then Alana Kennedy scored her first goal.
Okay, good for her.
By the way, did you hear the announcement? The play-by-play guy on that call?
No.
So you know how they use the play-by-play guys like in a remote location? They don't actually have the people
sure.
for NWSL.
Okay. All right. All right. For it was on Lifetime, wasn't it?
No. This was just on the what's it called? Go 90.
Oh.
Yeah. So okay. they sit people in a trailer outside of a place in Fort Lauderdale. It's in a industrial district. They put them in a shed, which is then there's a trailer in the shed, and they sit in the shed, put a TV in front of them, and they watch the game and call it. That's how they
do it. Sounds like a pretty good gig.
Yeah. Except the guys are kind of not very good at calling games.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. Anyway, that's Pride. OCB kind of iffy right now. Still in playoff contention, you know, halfway through the season. All things considered.
I mean, that match against Toronto was not good.
They had, like, nobody with them, though.
Yeah, to be fair, the last two matches...
Rob Valentino's
been on the bench, and he's not a player.
He's
the assistant coach. So...
you know, I would have just loved to see him play, though. Like, God forbid there's something happens that forces him to play, but that would have been really fun to see him
like
play.
He's like the second listed sub on the roster.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if for some reason they like lose their center backs or something, like he's the only center back that's on the bench for them.
Wow, that's actually bad.
It is, but it would have been fun to see. Anyway, quick transfer rumor for Orlando City. The big one that's flying around, and this is really the only one that's flying around.
Chicharito.
No. No.
Zlatan?
No. It's a Colombian. So we can have the trifecta of Colombians. Higuita, Rivas.
And James Rodriguez.
Yeah.
It's actually the new James Rodriguez, a.k.a. Juan Quintero. He's been dubbed the next James. So, FC Porto, Colombian midfielder, scored a goal in the 2014 World Cup. Was touted to be the next big thing for Colombian soccer, and then basically just said, like, I don't really want to play soccer anymore. He was going to, like, full-on retire at 23 years old and just do a music career. Like, that was something he talked about. He was just like, I don't feel like playing soccer anymore. He was really good, but just didn't really care to play.
Glad we're signing him. Then.
Honestly, though, here's what I've been thinking ever since I've read about
the
rumor.
I mean, Orlando did launch the careers of the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and Britney Spears, so...
Yeah, but here's the thing. MLS is very lax compared to other, like, professional leagues in terms of, like, how much you train, how much of being a professional it really is. You train for an hour and a half a day, and then you have the rest of the day off. Think about it.
I mean...
That would... Like, for a player like him, who doesn't have, like, the mental focus of, like, being a professional for, like, 8 hours. Like, you know, over in Portugal, they'll train longer than they have, like, a workout session after. Like, it's a 24-hour thing of being a professional. But, like, with MLS, you can be a professional athlete, but also live your life. And I think that's something... You look at Breck Shea. He's an artist on the side. Like an actual artist, not, like, a musical artist. But he still finds time to do his painting and everything. He goes, shows his stuff off to galleries. He has his own, like... clothing line now, you know.
He had time to make a baby.
Two. Just had another.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Like, didn't he tell a ref to go fuck himself?
Who?
Didn't he tell a ref to go fuck himself?
Who did?
Breck Shea.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, that's how he got his first red card with Vancouver.
That's a positive, though.
I guess. But anyways, I think this would be a...
Hashtag pro
refs. This would be a good situation for Quintero because it allows him to play with Kaká, one of the best players in the world, for a few months before he leaves the club, and then becomes the next Kaká for Orlando City because he is pretty good at distributing. And I mean, you look at some of the highlights for him; he's good.
Just don't tell him where any like the Junior Burger locations are.
I mean, Higuita and Rivas will take him right there.
Now, how solidified is this move?
It's not at all. It's still a rumor.
That's what I figured.
It's a rumor with fire under it because he was spotted at Universal the other day.
Dude rode the Minions ride. That's pretty much like saying like I live here now.
Yeah, he's kind of...
If you can stand through that Minions queue, You're basically a Florida resident.
He doesn't does he have a kid or anything?
No.
Okay, and there's no excuse as a grown man to wait in that line.
I just made that up. I don't know if he actually wrote the opinions right or not, but
I thought this was
somebody
real.
Was just, saying that he did.
Oh yeah, I mean it stands to reason. Like that's like the most like aside from like Harry Potter.
I mean why? I mean like I get why you would come to Orlando. It's a great tourist destination, but also if when there's smoke, there's fire.
Right, and that's
more often than not. Same with like we joked about Chicharito. Oh, that's never gonna happen. Well, it turns out it was pretty close to happening.
Yeah. And again, it stands to reason, like, you come to Orlando, there's rumors swirling about you, beforehand, even.
It's a good
fit. And then you show up into Orlando. He went, so there were two clubs that were, for him, rumored, was New York Red Bulls and Orlando. And it just so happened that he went to New York, and then he went to Orlando.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, your agent, of course, is going to meet with those teams and see what they're going to offer you.
Correct. And he was, and Quintero was traveling with his agent.
Yeah.
So again, this is you know, when there's smoke, there is fire.
I think his agent was doing like a Facebook Live video from one of the Universal resorts.
Yeah, it was a Instagram Live.
Oh,
but yes, whatever. It was very much that. And then New York Red Bulls came out and said, "Yeah, we don't want him." Like they're according to sources from the club up in New York and SB Nation's site over there.
Well, New York Red Bulls taking the Jets route and just tanking now and deciding to rebuild later.
Yeah, it's always going to be next season for them. We'll rebuild next year, and next year will never come. What happens when Bradley Wright Phillips leaves?
Man, that club.
And Sasha Kljestan. That's going to be sad.
Patrick Vieira had actually a pretty good burn on the New York Red Bulls and their fans.
What did he say?
He said something like he was asked like what are their fans like care about most, and he said New Jersey or something like that.
All right, good. Yeah, that is pretty good. All right, well, that's all the like Orlando City stuff that I can think about. There's really not much like world soccer news going on other than like the Confederations Cup.
Who cares? I mean, all it is, it's just a dry run for the World Cup. They're over glorified friendlies. There's really no point to the Confederations Cup. Like, other than, like, Alexis Sanchez playing really well. Like, now he's Chile's all-time goal leader. He also leads the club in caps, which he's going to go back and forth with for a little while. But,
yeah. Anybody have weird news?
Oh, I'm going to clarify that Patrick Vieira comment. Patrick Vieira was asked what comes to mind when he hears New York Red Bulls. He laughed, paused, and said, New Jersey.
I mean, that was pretty close.
That's a really good quote from him.
So, anybody have any weird news?
No, I do not.
I have that one thing about the lady who, like, killed a raccoon in Maine, but I think everyone's heard that one by now.
Well, I actually have not.
Neither have I. What are you talking about?
Hold on, let me pull that up real quick.
Can we just really, while you pull that up, talk about everybody being investigated for tax fraud? Like, literally everybody?
Yeah, Mourinho, Ronaldo.
Messi,
Neymar.
Modric.
Who is it that's being now investigated for perjury?
Oh, I don't know.
There's someone...
Oh, God. Croatian, Modric. Luka Modric.
Oh, it was Modric. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was the second you said it, I was like, I don't think he's being investigated for tax fraud. I think
his
agent
perjury,
is.
Yeah.
And now he's being investigated for perjury because he, like, changed his statement.
Whoops.
But anyways, woman kills rabid raccoon with bare hands during struggle.
Oh.
A fearless woman took on a vicious raccoon and won. The unexpected battle took place on a wooded trail in Hope, Maine on June 2nd when a woman was out for a jog. As she was running, she encountered the raccoon on the path and began charging toward her. I knew instantly it had to be rabid, the woman told Bangor Daily News. Imagine the Tasmanian devil, she said. It was terrifying. Hope Animal Control Officer Heidi Bloom said Borch couldn't get away from the aggressive raccoon. She was kicking and dancing around trying to get it away from her, but wasn't able to.
When the raccoon bit down on her thumb and refused to let go, Borch took the raccoon over to a puddle, held its head underwater. She held it there until it drowned.
Jesus.
So a woman was attacked by a rabid raccoon on a hiking path and, like, had to drown it because it was going to, like, it kept, like, trying to, like, attack her, which is amazing.
That's insane.
My grandparents live in Maine, and that's one of the coolest things I think I've ever heard about Maine.
There's not much that goes on in Maine. All right. Here's a fun sports-related story. The San Jose Sharks defenseman Brent Burns was spotted at Disney World and mistaken by people and tourists for a pirate and was asked to sign autographs.
If you've ever seen Brent Burns, he's missing teeth. He's missing a lot of his front teeth. His beard rivals that of most bikers. Like, it's a, like, legit beard. It's not like...
And, like, he was wearing a pirate hat, too.
It's not like a Sidney Crosby sort of patchy thing that, like, you can't really, like, quantify as a beard. Like, Brent Burns, yeah, looks like he just came off the set of Pirates of the Caribbean.
He really does.
Like, in just his normal life.
It's kind of sad, but...
It's awesome. Brent Burns is actually, like, a pretty good hockey player, too. Like, he's... I don't think he just won the Masterson Trophy. I think he...
He won something.
Won something recently.
Kylie, do you have anything or no?
No, I do not.
All right, here's an extra one, so this way you don't feel left out. ISIS-themed fake Lego set exported globally from China.
Brent Burns won the James Norris Trophy this year.
So a counterfeit ISIS-themed Lego set complete with beheading figurines are being produced in China and being sold across the world. Because nobody bothered to check that out. All right, then.
Sometimes I love the internet for the weird things it gives us.
Like, this is like ISIS a really Legos. Sad thing. It's really weird, but also really sad. Like, how did nobody pick this up at all?
And of all the things China shuts down from its people, that's they're like, we don't care. We're making money.
Yeah.
You know... I wonder in Western China, where, like, Gobi Desert and everything is, like, I wonder if, like, that's starting to become an issue, too. Like, I wonder, like, what China's doing to, like, this is just me. I really don't know. I claim total ignorance about the situation, but, you know, sort of wonder.
What's happening is the money these Chinese clubs have is actually coming from ISIS.
Oh.
It's the ransom that they got for capturing people like Brent. Yeah, Brent wasn't worth anything, but some of the others were.
Brent now, I think, lives on Pandora, right?
He does.
Yes.
He's with the blue people. He has sex using his hair.
We'll have to ask him about that.
It's weird. He has sex with his hair, using his hair, and then he also walks his dog using his hair. It's really weird, and it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense when you, like, really sort of sit down and think about it.
I don't want to think about it.
On that note, probably a good time to end the show, guys.
Well, before we do that, we do have a Q&A.
Oh, we do? I forgot about this.
So, as a matter of fact, yesterday, being Thursday, I actually had Kevin Alston in the studio to interview him and ask him some Q&A questions. And it was a really entertaining Q&A, I will say that. So let's give a listen to what Kevin Alston had to say about our usual quick-fire Q&A answers. First off, what's your favorite TV show?
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. currently.
It's solid.
I'm a nerd. Solid.
Oh, no.
Good answer.
Completely respect that. Favorite hobby?
Improv.
Improv? Like improv comedy?
Yeah. No, not as a comedian. As a doing improv, but not on the stand-up comedian side, more on the acting side.
Oh, interesting. Ooh. So have you gotten in touch with, like, the local theaters over here?
I've taken classes at SAC.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Escargot. I don't know if that's strange. But.
I've had. I think Jasmine Spencer told me her weirdest food she's ever eaten was puffin. There's been some interesting answers. Cat or dog?
Dog. I don't do cats.
No, you have a dog, don't you?
Yeah, I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, well, that
attacked one too many times. I don't do cats.
Fair enough. Who is your favorite footballer, past or present?
Well, pretty funny. If you asked me in the past, I would have said Kaká, but don't tell him that.
I think a lot of players on the team.
Yeah,
have
back
said
in the
that.
Day, I remember playing FIFA when he was on AC Milan. And that was the team I used.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I like Marcelo.
Marcelo.
Yeah.
From Real Madrid.
Yeah.
He's a solid left back. Does pineapple belong on a pizza?
Maybe. I mean, doesn't taste bad. It's weird, but doesn't taste
that's
bad.
That's the thing. It's weird.
I feel like these days they put anything on pizza, so like
that is true. That is true. Favorite cartoon as a kid?
Either Rocket Power or Recess.
Solid choices. I like it. Favorite place in Orlando?
Winter Park.
Winter Park. Yeah.
Yeah. Or more like location.
Park
like,
Avenue. Yeah. I guess.
Park. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. I don't even know if that's my favorite place.
Orlando
no.
City Stadium might not be a bad answer for that.
I was just about to say that. That's what I thought. Jesus. Yeah. That was my next one. Yeah.
It's a nice place.
Yeah. The locker room at Orlando City Stadium, yeah.
Apple or Windows?
Apple.
Favorite music right now?
A Weeknd and Bruno Mars.
Fair. Favorite song?
Unforgettable, French Montana and Swali.
Favorite store to shop at?
All Saints.
I'm trying to think. Somebody else said that as well.
Is that supposed to be like a retail-based question, or can it go in
it
any
can go
direction?
Wherever, yeah.
Oh, then I'd probably say like Target or like GameStop.
GameStop, there you go. Yeah. Something that people may not know about you.
I'm a nerd.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, I like video games and shows and movies. I watch a ton of movies. I watch about every movie that comes out.
You talk with Tommy at all?
Yeah, all the time.
Because he's a huge nerd, too.
Yeah.
One thing you want to do after your playing days are over?
Act.
I like it. Favorite place in your hometown?
That's really tough. That's really tough. The Georgetown waterfront.
All right. And last question. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
It's a hot dog sandwich. Yes.
It is.
But let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because, well, first and foremost, because you have the bun, and I feel like that just qualifies it automatically. But even though it's not cut all the way
right,
through.
Right, it's connected.
Yeah. But back in the day, my dad used to make hot dog sandwiches, like two slices of bread and a hot dog and ketchup, and send me off to school. And like, looking back on it, I think he just took the easy way out. But, yeah, I'll say it's a sandwich.
All right. You have a good reason behind it, too.
Yeah.
You know, so that's fair.
Like, all it works on a sandwich.
It does.
Yeah. So, if you slice the bread all the way through, it eat the same.
I love this is a thing that, like, sparks conversation.
Yeah.
Just a really stupid question.
I like analyzing stuff.
Exactly. All right. That was fun.
So, I think I found, like, my two favorite people on the face of the earth, and it's Jasmine Spencer and Kevin Alston.
just because of their answers for the hot dog as a
sandwich
question?
Yeah, they seem like the best people on the face of the earth, and I absolutely agree with everything they say, and they could do whatever they want for the rest of their lives.
If the two of them ran for president and vice president, in whichever, either one could be either, it doesn't matter, in 2020, I would vote for them and give all of my money to them.
I'd vote for them twice.
I would vote for them.
So you'd do it illegally?
No.
No, he would do it legally.
Oh.
No. Okay. No. I would put out some information for people, and I would let them know, hey, these are great people, and that's voting twice.
Okay.
That is something I would do as well. I agree with their answers on hot dogs, and I think not only do they have the correct answer, but they're well-informed.
Yeah, like Kevin had an honest like a reasoning behind it.
Jasmine, I don't think said a hot dog was a sandwich. I think she. I don't think she.
She
did.
Was the only one who did say that.
Oh, she was the only one who did. Oh, okay, yeah. Got it. All right. Never mind. I take that back.
Well, it's really interesting. She would have been dead to me if she didn't give that answer.
It's interesting that he wants to be an actor, though.
I think I did not see that. It's kind of cool, like saying he does improv and
at SAC too.
At SAC, and that his favorite show is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, yeah.
Cartoons were Rocket Power. Like,
yeah.
It's great.
I'm right there with him on all that.
Yeah, it's going to be
Kevin
great.
Kevin Alston is all of us.
We're definitely going to have him on the show sometime and play some Mario Kart and see if he really is as much of a nerd as he says he is.
Well, that and his favorite store being Target, because I can spend an entire day, I think, in Target.
I mean, yeah, it literally has everything that you could possibly want.
Yeah.
It's a grocery store, video game shop, clothing store, all in one, basically.
I get books there sometimes, too. They have good prices.
Good books.
It's like a more expensive Walmart.
It's a white man's Walmart.
It's funny. I walked into...
that took a whole second for me to like, oh, okay.
I walked into a Target when I bought my Switch. I just walked in there one day, and they were like putting them on there, and I just grabbed it, and they went, okay. Then they just walked me over to the register, and they're like, sure.
Was nobody else like buying them or what?
I just happened to be there when they were like, it was like a Thursday afternoon, and I just happened to go there because I think I was going there to get beer, which is all Target low key is a really good place to get beer because you can get like local stuff for like $10. And Crooked Can has this really good one called Mr. Tractor, and it's a German Kolsch. It's really good. It's one of my favorite beers, and I went there to go get it, and I just happened to walk over past the video games, and the teenager making $10 an hour just was putting them in the glass case, and I was like, I want to buy one of those, and they're like, okay. And then I bought that and Breath of the Wild.
Target's actually one of the best places to get video games. I remember when the PlayStation 4 had just come out, it was sold out everywhere. And I had checked, I mean, for like 2 days, I'd gone and checked places, found them at Target.
Target is also really good on Black Friday if you want to buy video games too. They had like console deals for like $200.
If that's the case, I may get a Switch around that time in November.
I don't think Nintendo's going to drop. Nintendo does not drop its prices.
Yeah, it won't drop. And that's also right when Super Mario Odyssey is going to be coming out. So it'll be like the summer.
They'll bundle
it. Yeah, maybe they'll have a bundle.
They'll bundle it, but you won't get the bundle until February. The best time to buy it's over the summer.
Like now?
Yeah, because Splatoon comes out in July, and then you kind of get a little bit of a lull.
No, ARMS came out already. That's what I was
saying. Yeah, ARMS just came out. Splatoon comes out next month.
Did you try ARMS at all?
I did. I bought it. I returned it.
Oh, really?
Right. Very boring. There's nothing to do. There's no single... People. The single player is just you battle 10 people.
So it's basically like...
It's not...
Wii Sports.
It's a $30 game, my criticism before it even came out. And when I'd only played it at PAX, I said it's probably a $30 game. And people said, no, you got to wait. They're going to add more. It's going to be bigger. They did not. It's not. It's a $30 game at most.
So far, my three favorite games on the Switch, Breath of the Wild, Mario Kart, and the Jackbox Party Pack.
Jackbox Party Pack is where it's those at. That's on the Switch?
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic. It's on everything that has...
Yeah, no, I know it's on. It's like on PC and console.
It's great because you can take that Switch anywhere. You could tether your phone and use that to like, you know, make the network. And
it's perfect. It's the perfect Switch game.
I've taken it to like restaurants and stuff like that before, and we'll just sit there and like play while we eat and stuff like that.
That's fantastic.
It's great.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a really good one. There's a couple other pretty. Snipperclips is a super underrated game.
Yeah, I heard that one's pretty good too.
If you, like even the demo, I ended up buying it after playing the demo because there's so much gameplay.
I actually want to play that Mario Rabbids game.
Oh, the
turn-based like
the Mario sort of Rabbids XCOM.
Yeah, the XCOM game. Yeah,
that game is going to be phenomenal.
I feel like I like XCOM, so like I feel like that's going to be like a more fun like less brutal version of that.
It's going to be fantastic. It's actually. I was not expecting to be high. The concept's been out there for about a year. People have been talking about it. And the people I had heard it from were people that it was definitely a legitimate thing, but I was never really excited for it, as I am for Super Mario Odyssey. But then I saw the stuff at E3, and I've kind of been reading up on a little bit more about it. Like, that game's going to be great.
I also think, speaking of E3, Ubisoft definitely had the best panel at E3.
Pirate game looks pretty cool.
I think, well, I mean, between Assassin's Creed, Far Cry 5, and like a few other things, I'm not so much into Assassin's Creed anymore, but Far Cry 5, like,
I still think Sony ended up having the best show, but I'll agree with you. Ubisoft was really good. Sony, just with the stuff we said, the new God of War, Beyond Good and Evil 2 is coming, the new Spider-Man game looks fantastic.
Only thing about the Spider-Man game that I'm kind of bummed out about is the voice cast, because SAG was on strike during that time, but whatever.
Do you know who the voice of Spider-Man is?
No.
Have you ever seen Naruto?
Yeah.
Sasuke's English dub character.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
that's the only reason I recognize the voice.
There's a lot of games that are going to be coming in the next several months, early next year, that aren't going to have the voice talent that they should because of that strike, which is unfortunate. There's a sequel to Life is Strange that's not going to have Ashley Birch returning voicing the main character because of the strike. There's going to be a lot of stuff like that.
Did anyone else see that Days Gone video and think, man, that does not look as good as it did last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
I went from kind of being excited about the game to just not caring at all.
I think we've now talked about video games for 15, 20 minutes.
That's good. We'll continue off the show.
One last thing I want to discuss while we're on the show, now that we've all seen it, Wonder Woman.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, it's the thing. I really like it. I think Kyle and I talked about it. I think we were the first two people to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle was absolutely right. That is a way more important movie than Guardians of the Galaxy 2. But I had way more fun watching Guardians of the Galaxy 2 just because, like, the tone of the movie is, like, easier to sit down and watch.
Yes, I agree with that.
I mean, that's...
But Wonder Woman,
it was a good movie.
It's a really good movie.
Wonder Woman is by far the best DCEU movie that's come out. It's also easily better than probably half of the Marvel cinematic movies.
Yeah, I mean...
And that's not to diss them, because there's really not been a Marvel movie that I thought was bad, except maybe the first Thor.
It wasn't all that
good.
It's
basically Captain America with a female lead.
Yeah, that was one thing.
But, like, Captain America was great, and this was, like... And the problem is, that's not lack of creativity by the directors. That's the origin story.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just different world wars. They couldn't really change that much, but I thought it was great.
I could be, like, ultimately entirely wrong about this, and I'm prone to be wrong about many things. But the one takeaway that I had from Wonder Woman is, ultimately, it's about Steve. The entire movie is a flashback for her writing an email to Bruce saying, thanks for bringing him back to me.
Yeah, the picture.
The whole movie is basically about Steve.
But isn't that a lot of the Captain America story with
Bucky?
Peggy Carter in the first one.
Oh, Peggy, yeah. But yeah, it's like a strong female role, but ultimately she's still like, thanks for bringing my boyfriend back.
Patriarchy wins. Suck it.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
The second time I saw it, I was actually in a theater with some very obnoxious people, though. So the scene where Chris Pine is there with no clothes on, they started giggling and then proceeded to giggle for the next 45 minutes because apparently men having penises is funny for 45 minutes. So the second time was obnoxious, but the first time I saw it, it was great.
They're not funny?
I mean, they are, but they're not that funny. I don't giggle for 45 minutes. It's only like 12.
It's not a 45 minute.
Well, they just kept, like, everything kept becoming a funny joke.
Were they, what, like 14?
Pulled phones out. No, they were like
the
college
thing,
age.
The thing is, like, the way, like, the next, like, 20 minutes of dialogue is basically, like, dicks and talking about, like, sex.
the moral of the story is movie theaters are bad and people who go to them are bad. And I hate going to them. I go to the earliest show possible and I will always go see it opening weekend if it's a movie I'm excited for. Like, Spider-Man Homecoming, I'll go see... I'm actually going to see that Wednesday night going into Thursday, or Thursday night going into Friday, whatever it is. Whatever the
is
night...
Is coming out
the
this weekend?
It opens. It's next week.
Next week.
Ooh.
But I'll be going to see that as it opens. I'll also go see it 3 weeks later on a weekday at, like, 11 a.m. because that place will be empty.
That's kind of exactly what I do. There's a movie theater here in Orlando, the Epic Theater.
That's where I go.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the price point basically, like, weeds out, like, anyone who's going to be an asshole about watching it. And so, but it's also, like, a really good viewing experience there. So,
they also have the XL theater, which is, like, $1 or $2 extra, which we went to this last time to see Wonder Woman, and I cannot see a movie not in there again.
The Epic Theater. We'll talk after.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. By the way, Orlando City B is currently playing while we're recording this. They're up 1-0 thanks to Timbo.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. Good for him. I think from what I've been told, it's a very weird lineup. Yep, Seb Hines and Connor Donovan are starting. Timbo's in the midfield, even though he's a center back. And Joe Gallardo along with Dequa up front. No Rob Valentino on the bench today, though. So that's something. All right. With that, let's end this one. We'll be back next week and record a proper episode, hopefully in our usual studio instead of a closet. And yeah, go Pride and go Orlando City this weekend.
Hashtag fire Gavin.